I think this might be the first year I ever go to the puppy bowl. You know,
no, you got to go to the kitten one.
No, you remember when
puppies are stupid, man? They're just dumb. They don't really. They just go their own way. It's like Nard when he played football. He goes the wrong direction, scores goals, and you know.
Yeah,
dumb.
I remember when they used to have programming that competed with the halftime show. Like for a while there, MTV was doing really well. They'd have a brand. They'd have a badass celebrity death match that went on during the halftime.
They got that now. It's called the Kitten Bowl.
Yeah, right. It'll I'm saying like good programming. Like I wish they had a celebrity death match again.
The Kitten Bowl is going to be badass.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of kittens, and they're playing football.
Right.
And they got goals and everything, and then, you know, they're running down, they got a football, and they throw. It's going to be badass.
Right, yeah. No, the ESPN did a combine for the Puppy Bowl, and they were, like, doing, like, the puppy's times, and you know what I mean? They're doing all these events with the
puppy. Because ESPN's worried about their ratings.
Yeah, dude, they really are. And some of their programming cracks me up.
So, former Penthouse Pet of the Year and live-in lover of Bob, is what it says, tells how a drugged-up Axl Rose grabbed her by her hair, dragged her across the carpet, tied her hands behind her back, and had sex with her, and then said he was sorry. This is what she had to say.
It's the lead singer of Guns N' Roses. An ugly thing.
All right. So, that's what she's just now coming out and stating, that Axl Rose.
Yeah.
Grabbed her by her hair, dragged her across the carpet, tied her hands behind her back, and had sex with her.
Really?
And then afterwards, with this Penthouse Pet of the Year, he then just told her sorry.
And I just knew in my gut that it was bad. Oh, then that's okay.
I mean, that's what Howard would say.
I mean, but he didn't know about what her accusations were.
Exactly. And that's what it is, an accusation. I mean, Axel's got to have the right to defend himself, you know? I don't know. I'd be curious to see what Axl says.
Well, they're back together again now.
Yeah, because
they're going on a Guns N' Roses tour.
Right, it's about time too. You know, they all got back together because
they need money.
Yeah, and I don't blame them. But I mean, they're going to be. You know how many people? I mean, that's going to be huge. That's who I thought was going to be Super Bowl 50.
Axl Rose is kind of fat too. He's kind of huge now.
He's going to have to get he's going to have to work out a little bit for sure. And I think they've really missed their window on that, you know, as far as they'll still capitalize a little bit because there was a lot of fans. But I'm saying, like, if they would have got back maybe in the early 2000s or something like that, like, they would have really capitalized. But good luck to them.
Hey, Nard, you going to like this story? A prisoner was found with four phones, four chargers, and four SIM cards crammed in his bottom.
Oh, my God.
Dang.
Nard. What was he, like, 400 pounds?
Four phones, four chargers.
That's important there.
Four SIM cards crammed in his butt.
Because, like, you know, I've had to hold my phone and my charger in my pocket before, and, like, you can feel in your jeans it gets cramped.
Yeah.
And this guy's got four of them. Four separate phones with four separate chargers.
He had to have a big ass.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This dude had to be 400 pounds. Like, there's no way, like, a normal overweight guy is holding all those phones and chargers.
It makes
maybe
your butt
the phones,
hurt right
but
now.
Not the. I does. Because, like, the prongs and stuff. Oh, my God. Ugh.
There was this intense story. So this guy dies. He's banging a hooker.
Okay.
Medics wheel him out on a stretcher with the hooker still attached to him.
There's a certain thing that can happen, especially in death, where two people do become stuck. And that's what happened in this case. And the pictures are like dogs do almost.
Right.
And they had to be surgically.
But now you got Nard's attention.
Yeah, now.
Well, I was told this morning that the girl volunteered to be on top of him where she couldn't do the walk of shame, was what them two idiots were telling me.
No, that's not it at all. They had to be
that
taken.
That makes
to,
sense now.
They had to be taken to the hospital and surgically removed.
Did they have to remove her surgically?
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
She had to ride out on top of a dead man.
Yeah. And so those guys in there said that she just didn't want to do the walk of shame.
Yeah.
So she just rode out on the.
There's some audio. That's the audio, not that you understand it.
Right.
If you're going to die, you know, you may as well die with a hooker is what they're saying.
Yeah.
And so then I guess this hooker, can you, I'll have to ask Doc when he gets here.
Right.
Where two humans, if the guy dies and they are involved in intercourse and he dies in the process of intercourse, the two people can become stuck.
Yeah. No, that's what
I read. How that could happen.
I read that in the story. It's called, I think it had it in there, like it was called penis something. Hold on. I'll get the term. But I read it yesterday because I was like, why would she ride out there with him? Like, I didn't get that. I thought she might have died too.